It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jake'sMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Night. Bears win. They beat the Chargers under the Monday Night Lights. Get a full recap of the victory. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Rams. On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
A little past 2 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Bears relaxing a little bit today after getting a win in San Diego last night. Jay Cutler rallying the Bears once again for his third game-winning drive in the fourth quarter this season.
Oh, we didn't kill ourselves. You know, that we had the pick six, we had the fumble, we had a personal foul. We just taking points off the board. So it was just a matter at halftime. We talked about it. Just a matter of us sustaining drives, not hurting ourselves, and continuing to eat up yards. And because we were being efficient. I mean, we were doing good stuff out there. We had a pretty good beat on what they were doing. It was just a matter of us finishing drives.
Bears now 3-5 of the year. John Fox, by the way, now won 21 of his last 22 games against the AFC West. No practice today. They will get back to work tomorrow to get ready for a road trip to see the St. Louis Rams. More NFL news. The war of words continuing about the Teddy Bridgewater hit. And, of course, Rodney Harrison responded on Jeff Fisher's comments.
I'm not going to continue to address this. I know what I've done in my career. I know who I am. I stand where I stand, and they stand where they stand. They're 4-4.
And then he went on to comment further. You can listen to the former Patriot on with Spiegel and Goff this morning. And the entire interview is online at 670thescore.com. Bulls practicing today after getting an easy win in Philadelphia last night. Won't play until Friday. Village of Hoppin Estates approved a new measure. It means a D-League basketball team could be closer to coming to the Sears Center run by the Bulls. Official announcement for that coming tomorrow. Blackhawks practicing today. Duncan Keith cleared for contact. He might be back as soon as this weekend. And Commissioner Rob Manfred says he's hoping to get an exhibition baseball game in Cuba in spring training this year. Also says he plans to rule on the Pete Rose reinstatement case by the end of the calendar year. Scoreboard update brought to you by Continental Motors. When searching for a vehicle, search ContinentalMotors.com and join Hub Arkish, Pat Manley, and Dan Pompey, broadcasting a live football pregame show from Sideouts up in Island Lake. That's this Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon. Stick around to watch the game and check out Hub Arkish, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams streaming the first hour of the postgame show live on 670thescore.com. It's all presented to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
It's football. I mean, you tell somebody to put a helmet on and run head first into another speeding object just like that. Who does that for a living, let alone for fun? It's insanity.
Matt Bowen.
Laid out by Matt Bowen.
7-year NFL veteran.
It's a cruel world in the NFL.
Taking you inside the game.
We'll be in the backyard. We'll have 30-pack of Bush Light. You got to come by and check it out one of the years.
I kind of want to, actually. I might bring a bottle of wine, but...
You're not coming to the backyard with a bottle of wine. I'll tell you that right now.
Matt Bowen.
You play this game for the wrong reasons. He gets dangerous real fast.
Matt Bowen with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Guess who's here?
He's on Twitter at MattBowen41. He's now on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. So there were a bunch of positives that came out of last night after a first half that looked like we would be dwelling on quite the opposite.
Well, I agree. You go back to the first half and just the amount of points they left in the field. That's the major takeaway from the first half. They missed field goals. The penalties that moved them out of field position, turning the football over. It was just not a very fluid first half for the Bears, offensively or defensively. I mean, even on defense, they had busted coverages. If you look at the touchdown to Woodhead, when Sam Macho is playing underneath, I don't know if he's supposed to be in man coverage there or he's supposed to be zone. Either way, he's got to run with the wheel route. If you're a zone defender, that's your job. Your man defender, that's obviously your job. You can't just stand there and let him throw the football over the top of your head. As you go into the half, you're down, you're on the road. I understand there's a lot of Bears fans out there. Everyone who watched the game last night could hear
oh, yeah.
a lot of Bears fans out there. But you're still on the road. It's a long trip. You're away from home. And to be able to come back, and I know you're not playing the New England Patriots, but I'll tell you right now, every game in this league is hard to win. Every game is hard to win, especially on a West Coast trip. So what they did in the second half, very good football. And I think it really starts with Jay Cutler. Obviously, he's going to throw the ball to Alshon Jeffery. You could see the amount of package plays they're running. But really with Jay, the thing that I take away from this football game is his ability to manage the pocket. What I mean by that, it doesn't mean scrambling. It doesn't mean evading sacks. It means moving within the pocket to create throwing lane, whether that's dipping outside, whether that's climbing the pocket, like we saw in the touchdown pass with Zach Miller, like we saw the throw to Alshon Jeffery down the red zone, or like we saw in the throw to Alshon Jeffery, we faded outside the pocket and found him on the deep curl route. That stuff is very impressive. That is extremely impressive, and I think that goes back to, one, how he's progressed in the system this year, but more importantly, how he's taken the coaching from Adam Gates. You can see it in his technique, his footwork, his eye discipline. Mm-hmm. That is a beautiful thing to watch when you go back and really look at the tapes of the last couple of years with Jay Cutler.
Now, I know Danny Woodhead was running around free, and I don't know what Sam Macho was doing. He's a veteran. He should have known what the hell to do there. But in general, we always talk about secondary play. So I ask you, do you think the Bears' secondary – I know they don't have the playmakers yet, Matt. There's not much you can do about that. But is it getting better? Do you think at all they're getting better?
Yeah, I think they are. And now, last night, they had an injury. Obviously, Keenan Allen isn't there. Malcolm Floyd goes out. So you really have Stevie Johnson and a couple guys.
Yeah, I don't know who they are.
Right, Antonio Gates, you can see when he caught the football, he can't run right now. He's hurting bad. He's hurting really bad. But I'll tell you this, Adrian Amos gets better every football game.
Yep.
Okay, this guy plays extremely fast. He's not afraid to hit anyone. He fills downhill with speed, with technique. He wraps up on tackles. Now, what you want to see him is take that next step, and then the next step is obviously to be a ball hawk in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like to see that all across the board in the Bears secondary. Talk about that all season, but especially for him, that's kind of the next step in his progression. Get his hands in the football. He did have a PBU last night, and we saw in the middle of the field. I'm talking about game-changing plays. Go up, take the ball, climb the ladder, make those plays. I think he has the opportunity to get there. I want to work with a small sample size here, but if you're a Bears fan, you have to like the direction of his progress right now.
That's what the guy was talking about. I was wondering, because, I mean, I think he's getting better, but that doesn't mean crap if I think he's getting better. Can you learn those ball skills, though? Can that guy learn to do that, or is that something that right from the get-go he should have?
I'll say this. Some guys have natural ball skills, mm-hmm. natural awareness, okay?
Yep.
A guy like Tyrann Mathieu from the Arizona Cardinals, he's always around the football. Okay, some guys just have that natural ability. I don't think Amos has that natural ability, but once he gets more comfortable with the speed of the NFL game, with the system he's playing, once they develop more of a pass rush up front, that's going to put him in position to make more plays. Okay, just be in a position to make more plays. That's the next step. Be in that position to make a play and finish the play. He hasn't been challenged a lot this year, which is very surprising to me. Because if I'm a veteran quarterback, I find where the rookie is in the secondary and say, look, that's where the ball's going. And I think he will be challenged, but when he's in that position, can he be there a half second earlier? That's what he has to do. And to be there a half second earlier, you have to study film, you have to know route schemes, you have to know formation alignments, feel comfortable within the defense, and play even faster to make plays in the football.
We got a chance to see Jeremy Langford up close and scout mm-hmm. him over the, get him worked into a lather a little bit instead of just a play here to play there. And right. I saw a lot that I liked. And obviously it wasn't just the diving catch, but some of the routes that he ran looked like he has an understanding of those concepts. He picked up a couple of blitzes. It looked like
did a good job.
And he did so patiently, making sure that he was assignment sound. The other thing that I liked was there were a couple plays that from the TV vantage point where it looked like he was going to be taken down around the line of scrimmage, but he showed that an extra gear. He showed that first gear to second. I shouldn't say extra. That's the wrong word. But he showed an acceleration into the existing hole on some of those stretch plays that I really liked. And once he gets an understanding and once that vision improves, that's where some of the chunk plays are going to come from, some of the explosive plays. So as far as the building blocks of a full-time running back, I'm so far going to say I haven't seen anything to say he doesn't have them.
No, I agree 100%, Dan. He's very impressive last night. Talk about the pass protection. That's probably the top thing for rookies. Can they block in the passing game? Because that's usually why some rookie backs can't get on the field. I mean,
right.
if you can't block and protect your quarterback, you can't play in this league. So that's the number one thing. Now, obviously, the receiving skills, he had that at Michigan State. If you go back and watch his college film, he actually played some wide receiver earlier in college up at MSU. But I agree on the running. I mean, he has the look of a pro back. And I know that sounds generic. What does that mean? Well, he's physical. He's got that burst like you're talking about, Dan. He does have top-end speed. He's a 4-4 guy. More importantly, he's physical. He squares his pads. When he cuts up the field, his pads are square, and he can drop his pad level on contact to fall forward. I mean, a very impressive night. That doesn't mean Matt Forte is finished. I know a lot of people are talking about that already. You can't take one football game from a first-year player and say, well, he's the answer now. Okay, he's got to do it consistently. And every opportunity he has to show this team and, more importantly, this front office that he can be a consistent, productive back. But for a first time out there, like you said, Dan, a first time really being the guy in this offense, you couldn't ask for anything more from a young player. You really can't. He produced in all facets of the game, just a great night for him.
I was thinking, too, that you're talking about watching film and getting better by watching film. He must have done that because there wasn't a thing they did blitz-wise that he didn't pick up. No matter where that guy was coming from, he got him. I mean, so he's another one, apparently, that studies and knows what's going on because he was never out of position to make that block when that guy came in there.
Right, and that's the thing you usually see is either whiff on a block or even worse.
Yes.
They put their eyes to the wrong side of the formation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's called scan protection. And
yep.
They block strong instead of weak, and the quarterback gets hit in the back of the head. that happens a lot with young guys back there. So you didn't see that. Like I said, that's the number one thing with them. It's kind of doing the dirty work. Okay, everyone wants to run the ball. Everyone wants to catch passes. That's great. I mean, it's great for fantasy numbers over the weekend. But can you do the dirty work in the NFL? If the safety like Amos, that means film versus the run. Can you do that consistently and hit people in the mouth? He can't. In the one game we saw with Langford, he can do the dirty work as well, and that means blocking the passing game.
Read what you wrote regarding the hit on Teddy Bridgewater, mm-hmm. and I give you a lot of credit for consistency.
because you are have been unwavering in your truth-telling about not just Greg Williams' defenses, but NFL defense in general, that some teams are better at not saying what everybody's thinking, and some people get in trouble for going a little too far. But I think your point was, know what you're watching and know what these guys are actually trying to do, and enough of the clutching of the pearls and worrying about the children when this is when it's what the guys are actually talking about, and kill the quarterback is still something that is a strategy that's employed.
It is, and that's what I think I've always tried to do in my writing and my analysis of the game is be honest, okay? So it's not just the St. Louis Rams defense. You can be talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars. You can talk about any team in the NFL. When that quarterback pulls the ball down and he wants to run on your defense, it is your job as a defensive player to put your pads on. Okay, the LaMarcus Joyner hit on Teddy Bridgewater was illegal. It was a 15-yard penalty. He's going to get fined a bunch of money, okay? Now, I don't think he tried to bounce his head off the turf. I mean, that happened. I think he was trying to get a piece of him before he went down, but it was late. It was late, but I understand what he was trying to do. He was trying to send a message to say, if you run the ball on us, we're going to put you down. And if we don't put you down, we're going to knock you out of the game. Okay, and fans sometimes don't want to believe that stuff. They don't want to believe the stuff that's talked about in NFL locker rooms, the stuff that happens on Sundays. That is one of the common goals in NFL football. If you can get that quarterback out of the game, guess what? You have a much better chance to win that football game. The game plan changes. Everything changes from how you prep the rest of the game, what you do in your halftime adjustments. That guy is out. And when he runs, like I wrote, that's fresh meat in the open field. If you have a chance, you go get him and you put him down. Like I said, some fans don't want to hear that, and I took a lot of heat from writing that thing, but I don't care because that's the reality of the situation.
Well, yeah, I don't look. I think there's a, and I agree. If you get rid of that quarterback in today's NFL, there's not a backup quarterback I ever want to see in the field. I haven't seen if there's a backup quarterback somewhere in the NFL. I'd say, yeah, I'll take him on the field. I don't know who it is. I can't identify him because they all suck. I think the only thing that, look, I have no trouble with you. Don't they? Or am I missing a backup that's good? But aren't they all bad?
No, they're not. No, well, if they were better, they'd be number one.
Yeah. I mean, you got Jimmy Clausen standing. I see him over every game. I think, holy crap. Oh, no. And then I look around the NFL and, you know, I say, oh, my God, of course you want to get rid of this. I have no problem with going after the quarterback. Not that way, though. Not that way. And I know what you, but not that way. And I, you know, and it seems to be, why are people then, if that's so, why are people on the Rams? And they're on Jeff Fisher and they're on Greg Williams. I don't hear them saying, hey, you know what, this so-and-so does this too, or they do it too. There's a lot of Rams hate going on.
Well, I think that goes back to Greg and his history. I mean, that's where it starts. I mean, automatically, on Sunday, you looked at Twitter and, here it comes. Here it comes again. All the bounty gate stuff. It's coming back to the surface.
That's how I see it. He earned that, though, Matt. I mean, that's exactly how I see it. If it's anybody else that does it, this guy's on tape saying, kill the head.
Kill the head.
Right. And that's why it came back. I agree. Because I was watching the game after that Sunday afternoon. What was it? Colts and Broncos. And Andrew Luck got out of the pocket. And my Lord, did he get hit. He got hit low, and then someone came right from behind him and put their helmet in the back of his shoulder pads, right by his neck. Now, granted, he's not sliding. He's not giving himself up, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a little different situation, but the theme here is the same. I don't care if it's Andrew Luck. I don't care if it's Jay Cutler. When they're out in the open, you have a shot, man, you are going to take it. You're going to take it as hard as you can, trying to stay within the rules of the game.
Speaking of which, there's a little breaking news here. The Colts' Andrew Luck is out 2 to 6 weeks, having suffered a lacerated kidney and an abdominal tear in the fourth quarter of the game against the Broncos. The team does not believe surgery is required. So this is, you know, what we're talking about. Here comes Matt Hasselbeck.
Right. Jeez. There you go. I mean, I don't know if it happened on that hit. I don't. I mean, they'll never tell us that. But my point is, when these guys get out in the open, man, hey, if you're a defensive back and linebacker or a defensive lineman retracing your steps, coming back down the field and you have a chance to put a shot at him, you're going to do it. The problem with all this, where this stuff started, was it was a late hit. It was an illegal hit in Teddy Bridger. I completely understand that. But my point of all this, too, is it's a fast game.
I know what Joyner was trying to do. He was trying to get a piece of him. He didn't leave with his helmet, he left with the shoulder pad. He was trying to get a piece of his shoulder pad. He put a little shot on before he got down. The guy was late, though. And when you're late like that, bad, really bad stuff happens in the NFL, especially when you're playing on turf. And we saw the result right there with Teddy getting knocked out of the game.
Knocked out. Yeah, right, now, knocked out. Yeah. Knocked out.
Now, Coach Bowen has got some quarterfinal action.
Uh-oh, big-time team, though.
We do. We won 48-7 last week over Elmwood Broomfield at home. So we got to go on the road this week, guys. Actually, Kathy, we got to go on the road. We go out to Princeton, Illinois. It's on I-80 West, about 2 hours from here. And then I'll tell you what, when you get to the final eight like we are now, you play good teams. Princeton's 11-0. They're really a spread wing offense. Quarterback can sling the ball a little bit. They're very athletic. They run power and trap. They run jet sweep. And they have some playmakers. So that's going to be a tough road trip for us. But if you guys want to go, the buses leave at 12:30 out of here in Elmer. So come on out, Terry.
All right. I think you'd hit me. I think they're ranked third too, right in 3A. I think they're really highly ranked. This is not a this is not somebody to say, I don't know who Princeton is. Well, if you know the people who know the game and do these rankings and look at these teams, that's a pretty high ranking, and they are unbeaten. And Princeton is 2 hours west on I-80.
Yeah, it's past Ottawa. Yeah. It's way past where we were. Now, the question, do you guys take like a regular yellow school bus, or do you put these guys on an actual like coach bus?
That would be decided, because it's a longer trip for us. The regular games, just take a school bus. You're playing in conference. It's not that far away. But a two-hour trip, we'll have to see what they decide to do.
Oh, come on. Lean on him a little bit now, Coach. Your players have to be taken care of. They got to be in condition.
I want to take that bus to Iowa City after the game, because we're not that far away. You got Iowa, Minnesota Saturday night. Bring you guys out to see.
But see, in that one, if you have an actual tour bus, you can put game film on, too. Like you can have the film rolling on the screens right there, and your guys can be in tip-top shape. It's much easier to nap if they want to get it. Yeah, so I'll
There's a lot of positives there. A lot of positives.
There you go. It's just in all in the best interest of the kids. So just make sure you frame it that way.
And we know they're well coached.
We think. Yeah.
We think.
Well. All right. Well, good luck.
All right. Thanks.
As always.
Guys. Thank you very much.
Go get him, my friend.
Matt Bowen, he joins us weekly, always to talk about the Bears and the NFL. Yeah, that Andrew Luck thing. So
he's taking a beating.
I know, but in that division, I don't even know what it
means. Houston celebrating mean 3-5. The McNair is dancing.
Yeah, but their schedule's pretty rough. I mean,
I don't know what the schedule is left. All I know is that Bob McNair is over the moon about a 3-5 team, because they were tied for the lead up until I gave their. Hey, dude, I know you're old and I know your brain is scrambled, but for the love of God, you're 3-5.
We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is a special Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Tuesday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too, exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Exactly when did Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler become one of the Shield's more likable grinders? Used to be the internet would watch Bears games just to Photoshop and meme him as Smokin' Jay. But somehow the impossible has happened. He has actually checked his ego and his attitude. He's gone to work, and this dude is actually now likable. He's cool. He's now the guy that you want to tip back a cold one with. When number 6 had the Bears in the playoffs, he was that arrogant front runner who yelled at his linemen and would kill the team late. Now, though, that they're in a rebuild, he's the guy rallying his teammates and firing them up late. And go ahead and guess who has the most game-winning touchdowns since 09 in the NFL. Rodgers? Manning? Brady? No, it's Cutty. So if you're still tweeting the same old bag smack at number 6, you're not paying attention. Everybody's easiest target has gone from burning heaters to being a leader. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey sports fans, come meet Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Dick Butkus, Brett Favre, and more at the Fanatics Authentic Sports Spectacular, November 20th through 22nd at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Over 90 superstar athletes will be appearing, including Pele, Albert Pujols, Mike Singletary, and Jim McMahon, along with 300 vendor tables selling a variety of sports memorabilia and trading cards. Come meet your favorite athletes in person. Tickets on sale now. Visit FanaticsAuthenticShows.com or click on the banner for more information.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and Anti-Pill Fleece Solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale. Now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
And this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Tan Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And Ryan, the defensive lineman, comes in motion to the left, and Langford able to pop it in for the Chicago touchdown. Third touchdown run of the season for Langford.
Langford looks like an NFL back.
Did you like him coming out of the draft, John?
I did like him because he was very productive. Had a history of making long runs. And he was a man without a home for a while, Mike. He played defensive back. He played wide receiver. Belt graduated. And Belt, this young man came in and played very well for Michigan State. He's a nice fourth-round pick. He's versatile. He can run and catch. I'll tell you how impressed I am with him. He's done it all tonight, all night.
Yes, he has. And yes, he did. Absolutely right. John Gruden, hey, give him something. It actually made sense for a couple seconds there, which automatically excludes him from being anywhere near Illinois. But yeah, I think that in all areas of the game, Langford distinguished himself. He picked up the blitzes. He knew where they were coming from. He obviously did his film work. He can certainly catch the ball. We questioned it last week after the big drop. Cutler told him, don't worry about it. I think he didn't. He can certainly catch. And the running, he hits the hole hard. He's coming at you right damn now. So I think that Matt Forte becomes the $10 million man you don't need. Am I right or am I wrong?
You don't spend that money on a guy who's probably not going to be a part of the team when they're contending.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the basic way to look at it. I don't want to overcomplicate it, but the basic way to look at it is you don't spend money to reward players for what they've done.
Yeah, because that gets you in deep trouble in the NFL.
Yeah, I get it, but that's not the way this works. You have to envision how your money is going to be committed when you're good, and I just think you'll regret it.
Scoreboard update.
2:30 and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Bears basking in the glow of a victory on Monday night against the Chargers. Alshon Jeffrey, monster night, 10 catches, more than 150 yards for him.
I mean, we've been there before. We just didn't finish it. We didn't make a couple plays here and there. And tonight, we just believe in ourselves and believe in each other that we can do it.
Bears top receiver talking about the rally in the second half. John Fox hasn't lost in San Diego. 6-0 now. No practice today. They'll get back to work tomorrow to get ready for the St. Louis Rams. More NFL news. Coming off the biggest win of the season for the Colts. Bad news today down in Indy. Andrew Luck is out for 2 to 6 weeks because of a lacerated kidney. The Bulls are practicing today after getting an easy win in Philadelphia last night. They will not play until Friday. And the Village of Hoffman Estates approving a new measure that would allow for a D-League basketball team to be run by the Bulls at the Sears Center. Official announcement coming tomorrow. Blackhawks practicing today. Duncan Keith almost ready to go. Cleared for contact today. Might be back as soon as this weekend. And Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said today down at the winter meetings that he is hoping to play an exhibition game in Cuba this spring for spring training. And he also says he plans on having a ruling ready to go on the Pete Rose reinstatement case by the end of the year. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse. And join the Score at Chelios' Pub and Grill in Geneva Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and win a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
That's very cool stuff about the Bulls D-League team playing in the Sears Center. Yeah. And that is a perfect size venue for that. Absolutely ideal. You've got that Marriott hotel out there where you can house guys if need be. You can send, you know, back and forth. It's easy. Proximity to O'Hare is great. That's a just an ideal building. As far as franchise name, have you heard anything?
No.
So here's my thought. Initially, I thought, because the problem with minor league team names, with my experience in the minors, is that you don't want anything that is too sort of emasculatingly diminutive. And I'm speaking as somebody who was the broadcaster for the Rockford Cubbies, which was just like, you know, it was the Cubs. And here down in Class A, the Midwest League, oh, it's the Cubbies. How cute that is. You don't want to be too precious that way. So you don't want to be like the Baby Bulls or anything like that. It makes it look great. I got demoted there.
No.
So I thought, and then I thought, you know, maybe you go Toros, which also means Bulls, but the problem is that the Spurs D-League team in Austin was the Austin Toros. So the name's already taken.
That's a problem, yeah.
But it's not. They gave up the name Toros to become the Austin Spurs. So they kept their brand linear and said, we're going to standardize it. It's going to be these Spurs, those Spurs. So why not have the call them the Toros?
They do that.
And are they going to be called Hoffman Estates? Are they going to be called Chicago? You might want to, I mean, it sounds bigger, certainly, to call them Chicago.
That's probably what I do.
Chicago Toros?
Mm-hmm.
Is that name's available?
Yeah, I think I'd do that.
Is that, I don't need that way yeah. you
No offense to Hoffman Estates. I don't, you know, I
that way you
pass through it many times, but I nothing more than that. So, no, I think you should do Chicago. Absolutely.
So my if I would make sure it's available, but I would think once the Spurs gave up that name, I think it's right there for you. That you've got your Chicago Toros. And I'm saying that I have no knowledge of what the actual plan is. I haven't asked anybody. I haven't tried, you know, I don't know. But that'd be perfect. Cause and it's cool. Then you got an NBDL, you got all sorts of opportunities for people who want to break in. You need, you know, athletic trainers, and maybe they'll have broadcasting, maybe they'll do, you know, an internet radio broadcast or something like that. We can webcast it, who knows? All kinds of cool stuff. I'm a fan of minor league pro sports in general, and this, if you have guys, you could say Bobby Portis, hey, go play 40 minutes a night instead of sitting on the bench. Cameron Bairstow or Cristiano Feliciano Romero Cesar, whoever he is, you could say.
Well, I think Bobby Portis, I mean, before this year is over, the way Noah's going now and already bothered, I mean, at some point, you're going to have to take a longer look because, look, what do you got to lose on this team? You're not guarding anybody anyway.
Right.
What's the difference? What's he going to do? Is he going to kill you if you get him broken in a little bit? I don't think so. I mean, Noah is clearly, he's already, you know, how were they played? How many games they played? He's already, can't play. And this is the guy that's supposed to be better. That's what he was saying the entire preseason. I know nobody believed it. And it's like, dude, you're not better. You know you're not better. Why do you keep saying you're not better? So I think Portis stick here. I mean, there might be some minutes here at some point. I mean, I you can't play him. You can't continue to play him. You just can't.
He's really not a Hoiberg guy either. The way Noah plays just doesn't fit into what Fred wants to do because he can't step back and fire that jumper as much as people love the tornado.
Oh, I don't love the tornado.
People only love it because it's bad.
I know. I don't need something bad, but I think Bobby Portis, stay right here. Just be patient. Just be patient. At some point, whether it's a route one way or the other, you're going to get some time and impress somebody.
I know we had some fans, some Bears fans that were very excited about their team, all gushing with joy of their 3-5 Bears at the season's midway
point. Well, Bob McNair is. Why can't the Bears fans?
Bears fans be
He's
dancing?
Gushing.
Hey, look, you know, there were positives. There were probably, although that beating that team is not a major accomplishment, it is still a road win in the NFL. And it's a West Coast. You fly out to the West Coast. We know the numbers on that. We know how difficult it is to fly out there and do that because of body clock issues and all that. So,
yeah, and started out poorly. You dug yourself a hole.
You missed yourself.
Field goal. Yeah, you really kind of. And then, fortunately for you, as the game went on, the Chargers began to disappear. One by one.
They just left.
Wait a minute.
Sort of like the Chargers fans.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Where'd my guy go? He can't play. What about this? Oh, okay. What about Malcolm Flint? He's not coming
but
back.
That was a home game. Yeah. I mean, if you listen, they had Cutler had to quiet the Bears fans.
I think they're resigned to their fate. I wasn't sure what the hell that deal was going to be, because it's been talked about, and then nothing really seemed to happen. But I think that reaction of not caring anymore about it tells me all I need to know. They're gone.
Why is San Diego so weird that way? What, and the population, I mean, it's there's a lot of people that live there. A lot of people want to live there.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of very wealthy people live there.
I mean, the Padres don't draw, right?
No. Well, they've done a little bit better in New Park, but I don't know if that's sort of worn off, too. No, not really.
Gorgeous downtown stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfectly situated stadium they've got there. They've tried a basketball team, and that's never stuck.
No, that never worked. Never.
They've always had an odd relationship with sports stuff.
Yeah, I think they've given up on it. They know it's over.
Because they had the San Diego Clippers. What was the ABA team? The Conquistadors. The San Diego Conquistadors, mm-hmm. Right?
Correct.
Great logo.
To be honest with you, I don't know what they want, but I know they know when it's over. I'll give them that. Why am I going and spending money or doing anything involved with a franchise that's leaving on us? And clearly they know it. If they know it for sure, then we know it for sure. And this Raiders are part of it. It's not the Rams. The Raiders are the ones. And they're getting good too.
Yeah, they are.
They lost the other day.
Yeah, they are.
But Derek Carr.
He's legit. He's not just, oh, let's keep an eye on this guy.
He's more than that.
He is a good NFL quarterback right now.
He
is a win because of quarterback.
Yep. He made throws the other day. And, you know, I think the other thing that helps him, and I don't know what the Niners are doing. I know he didn't produce, but Crabtree made plays all over the field that you go, holy crap.
I remember
that guy one time. I don't know where he went, but now he's back.
There's some safety attention on the other side of the field, and that matters.
They're watching.
And
he got his too, though.
That frees him up.
But, I mean, they're they're legit. I mean, I don't know if the Raider fans are staying away. Are they? Have the Raider fans given up too because their team's running off on them?
Sure, they didn't last time, did they? Wasn't they? They sort of hung on until the bitter end before they bailed on them. 312-644-6767. Boers and Bernstein, Bears Monday on a Tuesday on the Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak laminate flooring for just $229 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak laminate for $229. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and Anti-Pill Fleece Solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays.
CBS Tuesdays, a pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
LLC. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Takes the snap. Bears rush 3. It's a strong push, and they chop down Rivers. Down he goes. Lamar Houston, the sack. Snap Rivers. Hit again. Sacked again. They did it again. Lamar Houston, back-to-back sacks of Phillip Rivers, number 99, killing it.
I like courtesy of our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9. Our guy Jeff Joniak excited about Lamar Houston.
Sack machine.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he still was doing that thing when he sacks. I was waiting for that first one for the whole thing to go again. But he said, though, I said this for Lamar Houston. He would do it again, and he did it again. As you recall, that's how he got hurt last time, last year when he did it. His little celebration. He said he'd do it again, and by God, he did. You know what, though? There was no place for Phillip Rivers to throw the ball. Anyway, he gets to back and let all of them hit him.
Yeah, unless you're unless it's Danny Woodhead releasing into the flat.
And that what and else
that's
did he
really
have?
All they had.
That's all they had. He ain't going to beat you, Danny Woodhead. He's a little, he didn't
when he can catch the ball.
Yeah.
Because he kept trying to run without it.
Yeah.
And then they say, Danny, no, you actually have to have the ball if you want to do that.
Yeah, it's really interesting because he'd done so well. I mean, he was on a pace to throw for more yards than anybody in NFL history in a season, and maybe he can still do it, but I don't know how. Those two other guys, Hendred and Indra or whatever, they don't know where they're lined up. They don't even know where they're because Rivers is looking at them like they're from Mars. Like, what are you, what? And then I don't even recall him looking. One time he threw the ball to them, but I mean, he wasn't even looking for, he was looking for Gates. Mm-hmm. is bad, as slow.
Not looking for lights.
Yes, and he's looking for lights.
Not driving around looking for
Danny
lights.
And Danny Wood, I mean, that's it.
No, there's a note here from Dan Durkin who says the Chargers legitimately had to prepare for and run a silent count last week against the Steelers at home. So is San Diego...
It tells you all you need to know.
Is San Diego transplants from everywhere?
Yes.
Or are people traveling to that game because it's San Diego? Or both?
Both.
Did you see...
I don't think there's... Yeah.
Did you see that the exiled police chief from Fox Lake actually flew out to the game?
No.
Yeah, there was some kind of some big controversy because of the, what's this guy doing that he's flying out there when his embattled department and he's under investigation, et cetera, and he's out there watching the Bears. Hey, Bears! Go Bears! And this is, and Edwin echoes this. He said that there were, people are saying the Bears happen to travel well, but a few weeks ago I was with my family in San Diego when the Chargers were playing the Steelers, packed with Steeler fans in full gear. The local papers claimed to be shocked at the fact the crowd was so Steeler-friendly. They were the majority in the crowd. I asked some locals. The response that I got was, Chargers are gone, so we've moved on. So that's probably it.
Well, that's certainly what it appears to be.
See, but I think if that's the case and that team is in St. Louis, people aren't making the trip. I think because it's San Diego, and you've got an extra excuse to make the trip and do great. Whatever you want
yeah,
with the kids.
Yes, yeah. Right. I enjoyed San Diego right there. Yeah, it's a beautiful. I like
Legoland
like
and all that. Yeah,
yeah. I like the city, and I don't think I'd go out there and sit there and root for the Bears. But I mean, if that's what you want to do, I there are some transplants, but not. You know, I think probably a lot of traveling going on there. And look, they're obviously you can obviously get the tickets, and every visiting team knows it. You want tickets, you can get them. They're not interested. Isn't that something? They've moved on. I believe that. I mean, come on. You got to silence your fans. Jay Cutler silenced his fans on the road. Are you kidding me?
That's an email from Tanner who says, you got to love all the national basketball guys like Barkley complaining about Joakim Noah being too good to come off the bench.
Oh,
he was fourth in MVP voting. He can't get through a practice without hurting his legs. He doesn't need starters minutes. Yeah, you got to let go of that. They're not going to re-sign Joakim Noah.
No.
So if you love him, enjoy him now.
And I would say the same for Matt Forte. Enjoy him. He's a terrific ambassador for the team, and he works very hard. He works his ass off at all points in time, whether it's off season, on season. He works very hard. But there's two guys that you can say sort of the farewell tour. Because I assume Matt will be back in a couple weeks. I assume he'll come back because he's the guy. He'll be ready to play. But he's a piece you just don't need.
And the ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm. So you're talking about the San Diego Conquistadors. He says the Indiana Pacers flew to San Diego for their first game against the Conquistadors. They got to the hotel and a team official met them before they checked in to let them know the team folded that afternoon. When Coach Bobby Leonard, that's Slick Leonard, right?
Slick Leonard, yeah.
When Slick Leonard pulled the team to see if they wanted to stay in San Diego for the day and night or set up the charter and get in early to Oakland, Mel Daniels, the recently deceased Mel Daniels, said, hell no, Slick, I'd rather lick toilets in San Diego than spend more than 24 hours in Oakland. Yeah, well, I'm with him on that.
Things have changed.
Yeah, I've been there. I was in a similar situation when we had to change our travel plans late because we, in the Global Basketball Association, we went to play the Memphis Hotshots, and we were informed that they had moved and are now the Pensacola Hotshots. So we had to sit in the airport while all of our travel plans and hotel were redirected to Pensacola. And we got there and they had just left overnight and they went to the Pensacola Civic Center and they put white duct tape over the word Memphis on their warmups. So the uniforms just said Hot Shots on it. I guess I don't know if it was a road or home uniform, but they literally covered the word Memphis with duct tape during warmups.
I would actually recommend that for this Memphis team they have now.
What the hell?
Cover that up.
What the hell?
Them and the Pelicans. What's wrong with the Pelicans? What's wrong?
Are Dave Yeager and Alvin Gentry fired already?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
These guys, I mean, Yeager's like a coach of the year candidate.
Memphis has been awful, and the Pelicans, with a lot of people think that he's going to be the best player in the league, Anthony Davis. And have they won yet?
Well, they were 0-6. Has there ever been a time, right now you've got Brooklyn 0-7.
Yeah.
Philadelphia 0-7.
Mm-hmm.
And New Orleans 0-6.
It's the NBA. You no, can't
we need,
all
we
be
need Jeff from Roscoe Village or Scott in Davenport. When is the... Is there...
Yep.
When is, the last time we've been this far into an NBA season with three goose egg teams? Three win. I just said sometimes you get one winless team.
Yeah.
When's the last time through seven games you've had three winless teams?
Well, and I think the expectations were much higher for two of them. Oh. I mean, I understand one of them. I completely get that. But the other two?
Yeah, Philadelphia, don't watch.
Yeah, what happened to the Grizz?
I don't
Why
know.
Why are the Grizz so bad?
I don't know, because they've been...
They weren't picked to be awful. They were picked like eighth, maybe, to make a, get the final playoff spot. They weren't picked like 20th, you know, 10th or 14th. They were picked to still be a... And did they lose somebody?
I don't think so. You know, it's Marc Gasol and Mike Conley and yeah. Zach Randolph and Tony Allen. So
the best center in the league, they
yeah,
say.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Northside Q, you're on the score.
I don't know either. I don't know anything, but usually I talk basketball, but I want to talk some football with you guys. You know, the Langford talk, it kind of reminds me like when the backup QB shows up and then all of a sudden everybody wants to get rid of the starter. And I understand what you're saying about timelines, right? Like, when are the Bears going to be good again? But when I look at this offense, and it's working pretty well and it's got some talent, this offense has to be good in the next 3 years, so the defense has 3 years to catch up to it. Because, I mean, Fox is old, right? Mm-hmm. Alshon Jeffrey, if you give him an extension, I don't trust a guy with that many injuries this young past another 3 years outside of this. And I guess what I'm hoping for is that you have Langford as your feature back, and Forte can age gracefully, almost like a Marcus Allen type. And look, he's never been my favorite player because he's not explosive and he's not exciting to watch. But you need two good backs, especially in a Foxy system. And last point,
yeah, but he's going to make enough money to preclude that. I think. I mean, he's going to want big money.
Yeah, Q. He's this for what could be his last contract. He's not going to take $3 million a year to be somebody's backup and just to play with the Bears.
Right, and he can make a very compelling statistical case that he's walking with some great all time NFL players at this point. I want to be clear here. My thoughts on Matt Forte have very little to do with Jeremy Langford's performance last night.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought about really keeping him around anyway at the age of 30 with big money to come exactly. his way. Yeah.
And it's convenient now to say, oh, well, now look at this. I've been consistent understanding when we talked about the Bears not wanting to extend his deal. He tried to negotiate with him. He tried to negotiate an extension. The Bears said, no, not interested.
Yep.
So we knew then. We knew exactly how they felt. They know how good he is. They know how good a guy he is.
Oh, yeah.
They know all of it.
Oh, there's no problem with any of that.
What a teammate he is. But they were smart to say, no, we're not. There's no reason for the Chicago Bears to do a contract extension right now. Play it out, and they'll go from there. You know, we can talk to Hub about it at 5, but it's just, I think it's too convenient to say that now this is something you can do because Jeremy Langford had one good game against a crappy team. No.
A crappy team they are. No. I agree. I just think there's, when I look at this team, if I say, here, I've got X amount of dollars that I can spend if I don't sign, there's a lot of people I can look at and see how I can get better. It's a lot of things.
You need it. Your roster is bad. Yeah, your depth.
I need that money.
Yes.
I need every dime of that money you give him.
Quality NFL people up and down this roster.
Yep, there's nothing wrong with finding those guys, by the way. I don't know how interested Ryan Pace is. He said always, did he not?
To me, it's the wrong guy, wrong age, wrong position, wrong time synced up with a team with a lot of needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him.
Oh, I love everybody him. Does, yeah. I do, too.
There's nothing punitive about it. Like, I'm not saying run him out of town, get him out of here.
No.
It's just you've got a cap in this league. Those resources need to be distributed elsewhere. For this team, I think.
Yeah, if you want to get better, get yourself going a little bit, you want to have all the resources you can possibly have when this season is over to look around. The NFL, you can help yourself. You can help yourself with a few guys here and there. So, I don't, and again, certainly not against him. He works his ass off, a good guy, good teammate. But it's going to have to be. And, you know, there's a history of guys like him going to other teams and performing very well. And performing a role, you have to be sort of prepared for that. That's okay.
We're Boars and Bernstein. You have the score.
The Bears beat the Chargers. Keep it here as we recap the big Monday night win. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Rams. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to prosper.com/win. That's prosper.com/win.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100.